98.5 The Bull with Tig, and good morning, Daniel.
So, an article about this new dating trend. It's called Bless and Release. What do you think that means?
Okay, to me, that would mean you're nice to them, but you let them know that you're not interested.
Exactly. If you're on a date with no chemistry, you bless and release. Maybe after the date, you send a text to this effect. Hey, thanks for hanging out. I didn't feel any romantic chemistry.
Oh, my God.
But I wish you all the best in this life.
Oh, that's terrible.
I'd rather get ghosted. You just said you like bless and release.
No, I didn't. I guessed what it was. I didn't say I liked it. That's cruelty.
You know, I kind of feel the same way. I mean, everybody's on and on about how awful ghosting is, but I mean, if you're not in a serious relationship, I feel like a little bit of ghosting is better than a bless and release.
Yeah, to say directly that I don't want you near me anymore is kind of cruelty, isn't it?
But I guess after a first date, I feel like that's okay. A bless and release after a first date.
Mm-hmm.
If you've gotten to know them a little bit, I almost feel like it's almost too cruel to be like, hey, thanks for hanging out all this, this past month here, but I find you a little disgusting. So I hope you wish you the best.
Yeah,
but
that's
not good.
I think
it's done. There's no easy way to tell somebody you're not interested, is there?
No, there's not. Have you ever broken up with somebody?
Of course, yeah.
Mm. How did you handle that?
Which time? I've done it 2 or 3 times.
Well, just give me a composite of how you would handle those situations. Did you do the thing where it's like, it's not you, it's me kind of stupid stuff?
No, I would just be like, hey, I would explain what was going on. Like, hey, I feel like, this is what's happening. And, I guess we're going to have to break up.
Mm-hmm.
Or we need to break up. I don't know. It's, to me, the hardest thing in the world to do.
Mm-hmm.
It really is hard for me because I've had my heart broken. And I remember it distinctly. It was very painful for me. So when you go through something like that, you also don't want to break somebody else's heart.
Yeah. And I know this sounds cruel, but like in my life, in my career, I've had to fire people.
Mm-hmm.
And HR would always say, don't get in there and say, oh, my God, I care about you. But, we just need to, it was like, Daniel, today's your last day. Here's your severance check. Good luck in your future endeavors. Maybe it's easier on human psychology to just take a clean cut. I don't know.
I guess it depends on the length of time. Because I would hate to go out with somebody a couple of times and then have to be like, hey, just going to let you know, I don't really care for you. It's just hard, right?
Can you just say this is over and just be done with it?
I kind of think, is it the ghosting letting that person know that you're kind of...
Yeah, it's a softer letdown to me.
To me, it is too. Now, they might wonder why. But wondering is better than knowing why.
Yeah, I agree. I don't like that bless and release deal.
You don't like it?
Nah.
It seems like a nice idea, but...
And one day I'll bless and release you.
I'm trying to think if it'd be easier for women to bless and release than dudes. I think a dude could maybe take a bless and release. I think a bless and release might bother a lady.
I completely disagree.
You think so?
Oh, women are so much stronger. A guy will get his, like you said it yourself.
Well, hold on.
A woman gets broken up with, they can get back on their feet. A guy is like, he can't talk to women for 2 years after
that. I won't say that women are so much stronger when it comes to wondering what's going on with them. Because one time I was in college now, me and my buddy were out at some house or whatever, and there was a lady there, and she was kind of giving me a hard time about something, she said something mean, I don't know what it was about, my height or something like that. And I go, oh, well, I find that interesting because you have a big head.
Oh,
and she walked inside and everybody out there was like, do you know how bad that's going to stay with her that you said that she had a big head? You can't do that to ladies. So I think women sometimes might be worse for them because they were just like, it's all right for her to give you a hard time. But for you to say something like she has a big head, she's always going to think about that. And it's always going to bother her.
But you are sitting here thinking about the height comment still.
No, not at all. I'm more thinking about how everybody gasped when I said that she had a big head, which I didn't think was that bad of a... She doesn't have a big head, though. I wasn't, making it up. And I think maybe that's where it got a little rough for her. I hope that lady's all right.
Well,
I feel
this
bad.
Is why human relationships are confusing. We'll never get to the bottom of any of this.
Bad, and because sometimes I'll tell, joke around and say things, and I think it really bothers them.
Mm-mm. Yeah, never comment on a physical thing, I would say. be a good rule of thumb.
Well, why can't I comment on
it? Because that's the way the world works. I don't know. I'm not Dr. Phil, buddy. But I would
I'm sure that lady went home that night and probably cried herself to sleep on that giant...
She still got a big head?
On that giant pillow. So I think she'll be all right.
Okay. In the baggage claim. Right now, I'm drunk. So obviously we're tracking some storms this morning. Looks like Claremore, Coweta, Muskogee, Pryor... Hadn't gotten to you guys yet. However, when it does, some of the storm spotters were like, hey, man, there's winds like 60 miles an hour this morning. So we're going to keep you up to date on that. Hey, good morning. It's 98.5 The Bull with Tighe and hello, Daniel.
My big question, is there a tornado? That's what I always wake up and wonder when I hear severe weather. And at this moment, there is no tornado.
Yep.
I can say that. I will say last night at River Spirit Casino, the Chris Young show was happening. And strange question. A lady came up to me and she goes, hey, who's the Bull? And I was like, oh, it's a radio station, 98.5 The Bull. And she goes, I know, but who's the Bull? I didn't know how to answer that question, and I still don't. What do I say, Tug?
I have no idea.
And it went on and on. I was like, ma'am, I don't know what you're asking. She goes, who is the Bull? And I said, it's 98.5. Anyway, yeah, it was a weird thing. I didn't know how to, and I still don't know how to answer to this day. And then... another lady that was with her goes, oh, what's your name? And I said, I'm Daniel. And then she goes, and then waves her hand like almost swatting a fly.
Like she didn't like us?
I don't know, man. Like I don't understand the interaction.
That is a weird question because, you know, NBC, like, and they have the Olympics coming up and all that, and they have that peacock. There's no actual peacock.
Yeah, nobody's going to go up to somebody on NBC and go, hey, who's the peacock? Who's the CBS?
Who's the I on CBS?
Right.
That's crazy. Well, I'm sorry you endured. I didn't even know you were working last night. Was I supposed to go?
No.
Cool.
I was just like hanging out there before the show, and then people always come up, and they go, oh, where's Tig? And I was like, he doesn't leave the house. And they're like, okay. A lot of people, though, very curious about the sound of moolah. You know, the biggest complaint? Can't get through.
Mm-hmm.
They say, I can't get through. I don't know what's going on. A lot of people have theories that the number one way to get through is by using your landline or office phone. And I'm not sure I buy that, but I will say there's a certain handful of people that seem to get through more than others, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, we'll see every now and then some repeat callers, and I'm like, what are the odds of that? And it turns out they're calling from, like, if they work at a medical office, they're using a landline.
Right.
So I don't know if that helps or not. But
I did let everybody know that today we're doing a try day, which means we're going to take callers 9, 10, and 11 at 7:10. So each time we're going to triple your chances of being able to get through to try to guess the sound of moolah. Everybody's wondering what it is. I don't know if I'm giving a hint away or not, but I will say that nobody's even been close so far.
And you also said yesterday, you kind of gave a hint yesterday, kind of.
Which way? And that it was recorded here at the radio station?
Mm-hmm.
That's correct. It's not outside, so that eliminates sprinklers, things like that. It was recorded here at the radio station. You can see all the wrong answers at thebulltulsa.com. And I guess I'm just preparing you for 7:10 for a try day with the sound of moolah because it's worth $600.
How about that?
How about it?
Play it, too. I'll play it one more time.
Play it, and then tell me if anybody in your personal life has guessed anywhere, like, anywhere close.
Nobody close.
Nobody close.
Not even near it. Ugh. At all.
All right, well, we're going to keep an eye on the weather. Tig and I are going to be your sunshine on this rainy weekend. We got that try day coming up very soon.
That's 7:10 here on 98.5 The Bull with Tig and Daniel. 98.5 The Bull with Tig and Daniel. A lot of storm activity out there this morning. Some winds reported up to 70 miles an hour. And if anything crazy goes down, obviously we'll be reporting that. But otherwise, good morning, Daniel.
We're keeping an eye on it. It's a big weekend for Tig. His mom, Elaine, is somewhere in Arkansas. You think they stopped for the night and then they'll be here later on today. They want to watch your son, their little grandson, play baseball. Mm-hmm. And this is the first year that the other players have pitched. In other words, it's not a pitching machine. It's not a coach pitching. It's other players, right?
Kid pitch, they call it.
And you're worried that, you know, somebody's going to get hit with a baseball.
Well, it's already happened, yeah, and I hate it when it happens.
And I'm sure the kids are worried. Who's worried more, the parents or the kids?
I think the parents freak out more. I'm, like, having a cardiac arrest up there. Like, when they get up. Like, and I played baseball growing up, and I had some nerves about it. However, this is totally different level. When I see my kid on the pitcher's mound or I see him in the batter's box, I'm having a cardiac event, I feel like.
Now, when I go watch your little son play baseball and all the pitching and the hitting and all that, guess who I'm worried about getting hit?
Who?
Me. When I'm in the stands, I don't want to get hit with a fly ball or something.
God.
Could hurt. Did you see this LSU baseball fan? He got smacked in the head by a, get this, did you see this story?
No.
You're a big sports guy and you love college.
Never saw it.
LSU fan getting smacked by a 109-mile-per-hour home run ball to the head. He's all over social media. His name is Corey. Got a big welt on his forehead. He's okay. But here's a soundbite of an interview after he got hit with a 109-mile-per-hour home run ball.
You know, I've been carrying this glove with me for years. Now's my time. I got one coming. Hole in the glove, man. What can I say? Being off my dome and got a nice little goose egg.
Does it hurt?
It don't feel good. It felt like every bit of a 109-mile-an-hour home run ball, yes.
Did we get the ball afterwards? Or?
No, it skipped over the fence. But oh, Josh Pearson, man, he's such a great guy. He came to toss me their toss ball that they do in between innings. Probably Friday I'll go get Tommy White to sign it for me and maybe kiss my bobo.
Now he's one of those ding-dongs that carries the glove with him, you know, hopes that a ball comes his way.
And then one does and he misses his moment.
Yeah, he got hit right in the head. Smacked right in the head.
Oh my God.
So what, so somebody did get hit out there?
At Little League?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, that happens I wouldn't say frequently, but it's part of that game, yeah. I mean, it happens.
You were saying the other day, you're arguing with somebody, and you go, look, I'm the third best pitcher in Baldwin County High School, or whatever year that was, or whatever you said.
I was in high school, yeah.
Yeah, what's the worst place to get hit with a baseball, in your opinion?
Well, the face is what you're worried about.
You think the face is
Yeah, that's why they put face masks on helmets now, and... but no place is fun to get hit.
I know, but say you have to get hit with one. What's the best place and what's the worst place?
If I had to get hit, the worst place is the face.
Mm-hmm.
Second, if the last place, like the place I would choose to get hit, would be like the thigh or calf or something in there.
Good.
But, man, I tell you, like, my boy plays ball at La Fortune, and the umpires, like, these are like, you know, they're serious, and when a boy gets hit, the umpires go and check on him medically in a sense, like
boy or girl.
Or girl. And they will not continue the game until that kid gives them a thumbs up. At La Fortune. It's the Bull.
What's going
on? Got a lot of storm activity out there right now, and we'll keep you up to date. But as far as I know, no tornado warnings. It was more like thunderstorm warnings and stuff like that. It looks like, you know, Muskogee, you're going to get some of this soon if you're not already experiencing it. Claremore, Coweta. But in the meantime, Daniel, we still have the Sound of Moolah coming up.
We do. We're still going to do the Sound of Moolah this morning. I was out at River Spirit Casino Resort last night for the Chris Young show, and everybody's coming up to me. They're like, oh, man, I think I know what it is. I can't get through, though. So Tig and I thought today we'll do a tri-day, which means at 7:10, coming up in what, seven minutes here,
mm-hmm.
We will take callers 9, 10, and 11. I think people just want the opportunity to get through, and it's very difficult. I will say so far that you can go to thebulltulsa.com, see all the wrong answers so far, all the wrong guesses, and nobody's gotten close to this particular sound.
I told you. Like, you know, I don't get it, Daniel. I told you this was going to be a hard sound.
Yeah, look, Nostradamus, nobody can tell. Nobody knows. Like, there's been sounds before we thought we were going to make it all the way, and then there were sounds we thought that wouldn't make it very far. For example, the straw dropping into the Stanley Cup got up to, what, $3,000?
No, not that one.
How far did it go?
$1,000 or so.
Oh, $1,700. The one that got up to $3,000 one time was a umbrella opening.
Yep.
You can't predict these.
I think this is a hard sound.
Tig looks back in hindsight and predicts the future.
Right. Well, you didn't say the most important thing about all this.
Which was what?
What is it up to?
Oh, it's $600 this morning. That would be a great way to start a Friday. It's a rainy weekend. Tig and I are going to be your sunshine this weekend. could win $600. You'll have three guesses. No, no, not individually, but we'll take three callers for a try day.
And each time we play, we take caller 9, 10, and 11. So we got nine guesses potentially today. This is 98.5 The Bull. The Sound of Moolah is next. Just moments away from $600 on 98.5 The Bull with The Sound of Moolah. Hello, I am Tig, and that is Daniel.
I was telling people that they should go to thebulltulsa.com to see the wrong answers. So before you try so hard to get in, make sure you've checked and make sure that you're not about to ask, you know, or guess a sound that's already been guessed.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking at thebulltulsa.com now to see some of the previous sounds. I will tell you that the last guest yesterday was Debbie guessed an arcade ticket machine. Will you please play the sound so we can kind of compare these, see what people were hearing?
The sound in 3, 2, 1.
I don't hear arcade ticket machine there, do you?
This kind of sounds like it's spitting out tickets.
Was incorrect. Jay, before that, guessed shuffling papers, and we weren't sure how to phrase it, but it's like if you stack up papers and then take them and how did you describe it yesterday? Take them horizontally and then tap them onto a table?
Well, yeah, if you got a bunch of papers in your hand and you sit at your desk and you want to stack them, you kind of hold them up and down and let them hit the desk, and that was an incorrect answer.
Let me attempt to do that now. Play it again, and let me see if I hear that at all, either.
All right, here we go.
I'm not hearing that, either. How about a weighted scotch tape dispenser? You know, the scotch tape dispenser that is filled with sand. Josh guessed that earlier, shaking that dispenser.
Okay, so...
all incorrect.
There's sand in those dispensers, right? So mm-hmm. here it is. We go. I could see that a little bit, yeah.
A little bit, but we can say that no one's gotten close so far, so we're going to do a try day, which means three chances this morning. Callers 9, 10, and 11, we'll get them lined up. You'll each get a guess, and let's give this money away, Tig. It's $600.
All right. 918-879-9898, 918-879-9898. The Sound of Moolah. Next.
98.5 The Bull Weather, provided by Community Care, your locally owned health plan. It's time to win cash with Tig and Daniel and the Sound of Moolah on 98.5 The Bull.
Tig, did you ever look into that sound, that and find out what was going on there? Is the cow enjoying that or not liking it?
I did not look into
whether the cow... I need a full investigation. In the meantime, it is a try day, which means we're doing 9, 10, and 11. Three guesses. We're trying to give away this money. So the biggest complaint people have is it's so hard to get through. So we've got three people standing by. Tig, if we will, can we go to Steve on line one?
I think we got him.
It's Tig and Daniel. Who's this? Hello.
Hello?
Steve, how are you this morning?
All right, how are you?
Steve, we're good. Everything's all right where you are weather-wise?
It's a little wet.
Okay, well, Steve, have you heard the sound of Moolah this morning?
I have.
Would you like Tig to play it one more time for you?
One more time.
Here we go.
In 3, 2, 1.
Steve, you're our first guesser on this Friday, or excuse me, try-day. So are you prepared to guess the sound of Moolah?
I am.
Steve, what is your guess, please?
A protein shake shaker.
Is it a protein shake shaker? Steve, that is incorrect. Thank you so much for playing. And, you know, you're still qualified, so keep listening. All right, buddy?
All right, thank you.
See you now. If we can, let's move to line two with Christy. Christy, good morning. How are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
We're good. First of all, everything's all right where you are weather-wise?
Yes, just sprinkling.
Okay, just sprinkling. You've heard the sound. Are you prepared to guess the sound of Moolah?
Yes.
Christy, what is your guess, please?
I think it's someone mixing up a drink mix in a water bottle.
Is it someone shaking a water bottle? Would that be is that how you'd like to guess it, or what?
Sure, with the mixing up a water bottle.
Okay, not a protein shake shaker, but maybe a water bottle.
Yes.
Christy, that is incorrect. I'm so sorry. The good news is that you're still qualified, and we'll do it all again at 8:10 unless somebody wins. And we will now move on to Kirk on line 3. Kirk, good morning. Have you heard the previous guesses?
Yes, I have.
All right. Kirk, first of all, the weather's all right where you are?
Yes.
You're safe and sound?
Yes.
Okay. Well, Kirk, what's going on with your phone?
Hang on.
Okay.
Hello?
Okay. Sounds like you're under a pillow.
He's in the shelter. Kirk, have you heard the previous two guesses?
Yes, I have.
And are you now prepared to guess the sound of moolah?
Yes.
Kirk, what is your guess, please?
A stapler.
Is it a stapler? Kirk, that is incorrect. We will now add $50 to the jackpot. And coming up at 8:10, it is now going to be worth $650. Ty, play the sound one more time for us.
I can do that in 3, 2, 1.
Yeah. Just curious, Kirk, what did you hear that made it sound like a stapler to you?
Just the way a stapler staples.
Now, what does a staple? Hold on. What does a staple do?
When you squeeze the stapler.
Play it again, Ty, please.
All right. Here it is.
All right. Well, the bad news, Kirk, you didn't win. The good news, though, is we add $50 to that $600 jackpot. So at 8:10, what is the new sound of moolah worth?
$650.
$650. In the meantime, coming up in less than 20 minutes, we have tickets for Brantley Gilbert. We'll still do the 98.5 The Bull fight. Oh, we got a big morning coming up, Tug.
Big time. Lots of weather going on. We'll keep you up to date on that. And we continue with the sound of moolah. We're busy today, man, on a Friday.
I know, Tug. We're going to be people's sunshine on this rainy, rainy weekend. Okay. Kirk, are we your sunshine?
Yes.
Thank you, Kirk. Do us one last favor and give us 3 numbers and an animal.
98.5
The Bull weather, provided by Community Care, your locally owned health plan.
All right, Daniel, it's the right time and the right place. It's the bullfight.
That's right. Let me introduce you to, first of all, these are for Brantley Gilbert tickets. Let me introduce you to Ambria. She's a nurse. How are you this morning, Ambria?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
We're good. I've never heard that name before, Ambria. Is there a story behind that?
No, my mom just wanted something different. She got it.
It's a really cool name.
It is. It's not bad. Do you like Tig's name?
Yeah. True.
I say, do you like Tig's name? And you say true. Okay.
Oh.
That means no.
I'm sorry. So, I thought you said it's that, like
that,
Tig's
that
name.
Means
yes,
no.
I do.
I was like, do you like Tig?
I do
like
true.
It. Ambria, stand by. We've got Brianna. Brianna, am I saying it right?
It's Brianna.
Brianna, she's at Sonic right now ordering a croissant for breakfast, a sausage croissant. How is it? Did you get it yet?
Yeah, I got it.
Did you tell them you were about to play the bullfight on 98.5 The Bull?
No, I didn't. I was trying to get out of there.
Okay, well, you're out now. You're safe. You've got your croissant there. We don't want to keep you from it, so we will get right to the bullfight this morning. I'm going to ask you guys a question here. Ambria, if you win the tickets, are you going to keep them or give them to Brianna?
Oh, I knew you were going to ask me that because you ask every day. I really want to go see him. I haven't seen him in concert yet.
Right, so you're admitting to Brianna that you're going to keep the tickets. Brianna, how about you? Are you going to keep them or give them to Ambria if you win?
When is the concert?
I think May 9th.
May 9th. I will probably go because my birthday is 10 days after that.
Okay, well, that's way away from that, so I don't know how you would consider that a birthday.
Vicious fight this
morning. Yeah, this is going to be bad. They've both admitted that no matter what happens, they're keeping the tickets for themselves. And with that, let's get down to business. This is a phobias quiz. I'm going to give you the phobia, and you're going to tell me what you're afraid of if you have this phobia. You guys get it?
Yes. Yes.
I will say they get harder as they go, but we'll start with you, Ambria. If you have arachnophobia, what are you afraid of?
Spiders.
Spiders is correct. There's a great movie back in the 90s called Arachnophobia. Love that movie. I'm surprised they haven't remade it, to be honest. Thank you for that commentary, Tig. Did you see the movie?
Yeah, it gave me nightmares.
Well, don't just stand there like a mannequin. Say that. It's like doing a show with a scarecrow.
But it's like boring for you to say I liked arachnophobia.
No, and then you had something interesting to say that you gave you nightmares.
Okay.
Brianna. Excuse our fight.
Yes.
If you have zoophobia, what are you afraid of? Zoophobia.
The zoo.
Is it the zoo? No. Help her out there with that one, Ty.
I don't know.
Animals.
Oh, just
you're afraid of animals, yeah.
Okay.
Ambria, if you have hydrophobia, what are you afraid of?
The water.
Water is correct. Ambria off to an early lead. Brianna. If you have claustrophobia, what are you afraid of?
Tight spaces.
Tight enclosed spaces is correct. Ambria, if you have pyrophobia, what are you afraid of?
Fire.
Fire is correct. Brianna, if you have necrophobia, what are you afraid of?
Dead people.
Correct. Death or corpses. Ambria. If you have technophobia, what are you afraid of?
Technophobia?
Technophobia.
I don't know. Electronics.
I will look to the judge on this one, Tig. It is if you have the fear of technology. That doesn't necessarily mean electronics, but I will leave the final decision to you. All right. Well, a very generous judge this morning. Tig and I have a friend that is afraid of technology. He doesn't have any technology. His name is Rainbow Jeremy, and if you don't believe us, you can go check his website. Brianna, if you have hemophobia, what are you afraid of?
Can you repeat that?
If you have hemophobia, what are you afraid of?
Pain.
What'd you say?
Afraid of, being on a team.
A team?
Oh, no. If you have a fear of blood, you have hemophobia. I think she thought I said teemophobia. Hemophobia.
Yeah, I thought you said teemophobia.
No. Not the fear of being on a team. Ambria, final question for you. If you have aviophobia, A-V-I-O, aviophobia, what are you afraid of?
Airplanes or flying.
Flying is correct. Brianna. Brianna, excuse me. If you have agoraphobia, what are you afraid of? Agoraphobia.
Agoraphobia, agriculture?
No, it would be the opposite of claustrophobia.
Open spaces.
If you're afraid of open spaces, you'd have that. At the final tally, Brianna has 3. Ambria has 5. She's gotten every single one right. Ambria has defeated Brianna in the 98.5 The Bull fight. A couple of questions for you, though, Ambria. You know you got every single one right. You know what that means?
Yeah.
I must now get down on one knee and ask for your hand in marriage. Ambria, will you marry me?
Well, I don't think I was very good at it the first time around, so I'm going to have to say no. I'm sorry.
She's saying that she is divorced and single, but she still turns down my marriage proposal.
She's available and everything.
Yeah,
she's still
says
no.
Just a hard pass. What happened in the first one? You say you weren't good at it. What does that mean?
I don't know. Maybe it wasn't me. It's probably him. Hopefully he's listening this morning. I'll give him some grief about it.
But I love that, she's totally available.
I know, and still, nothing.
Still said no.
Second question, Ambria, are you going to hold on to these tickets or give them to Brianna this morning? Brianna, why should Ambria give you the tickets? Hang on. Brianna, why should Ambria give you the tickets this morning?
She shouldn't. She won them fair and square.
fair and square. So Brianna's taking the pressure off. So, Ambria, congratulations. You're on your way to go see Brantley Gilbert at the Cove at River Spirit on May 9th.
Awesome.
All right, guys.
Thank you, guys.
Do me one last favor. You guys give me three numbers and an animal.
98
Bull. Thank you. Hey, good morning. It's Tig and Daniel, 98.5 The Bull. We're not that far away, like 5 minutes away from Brantley Gilbert tickets with our bullfight.
Summer is almost here, Tig, and I want you to do a little investigation for me. If you could Google, please.
Okay.
I have ceiling fan suspicion. Now, I moved into this house last year. There's supposedly a rotation on the fan that blows down cool air in the summer, and a switch you can switch if you want warm air blown down onto you. I'm not sure which way my ceiling fans are set, and I'm always wondering, do I have this thing turning the wrong way? Do you get ceiling fan suspicion at your house?
I have been a party to this, yeah, in my
mind. How do you determine if you've got it the right way or not?
Well, at the blade, what?
How do you determine if you've got it the right way or not?
If the blades are pushing air down, that's summertime. If the blades are pushing air up, that's winter time.
I've never walked under a ceiling fan and thought, uh-oh, this thing is sucking me up toward it. So how do I mean, it's, either way, it's going to be air blowing down, right? Here's my question, and you can solve it with clockwise or counterclockwise.
Well, it depends on which way your fans or your blades are.
What?
It depends on which angle your blades are. They
only make them one angle, buddy.
Well, I didn't know that.
So you think you go to the store and you see an aisle of ceiling fans and you think, there's blade angle number one and then blade angle number two.
You want to see if somebody can articulate this better than I am?
You can, and you can take this call, but they're going to be like, oh, is this time for the tickets? Hey, it's Tig and Daniel. Who's this? Hello.
Great call.
Thank you for that, Tig. So, first of all, yeah, the blades are not different. They're all the same in a ceiling fan. I just need to know the rotation.
No, they're angled.
That's not a. I know that they're angled, but they're not angled different ways. Am I wanting clockwise or counterclockwise?
It depends on which way the blades are going.
Please don't make me pull out my hair. I don't. What do you mean?
I'm serious.
They don't make different angled ceiling fan blades.
Okay.
Take this call here, Erica.
Well, you can look at your fan, and based on the angle of the blade, that will determine if it's blowing air down or up.
Okay.
Okay.
Hey, it's Tig and Daniel. Who's this?
This is Erica.
Erica, do you have ceiling fan suspicion at your house?
No, I know how they operate.
The angle of the blade.
You know how they operate?
Yes, sir.
Okay, what do you mean?
Well, the switch that's on the ceiling fan, once it's the switch only goes up or down, and if it's down, then the blades are blowing, bringing the cool air down from the ceiling.
Oh, wow.
That would be an ingenious way, if that's really the way, to determine. That is the truth, though?
That's my understanding.
If that's the case, then that is going to save a lot of problems for me.
So in the summer, we put it down on our fan. In the winter, we put it in the up position on the switch on the fan.
I believe so.
All right.
She doesn't sound very sure. She also has ceiling fan suspicion. She's not sure either, but she's very confident in her answer. Tig, did you look up clockwise or counter? Tig's under the impression that they sell a ceiling fan with a different angled blade.
I think they do.
Of course they do.
You and Tig are two peas in a pod.
Yes.
Yeah, she said no. She does not want to be in your pod, Tig.
Okay, well,
hey, you don't talk bad about Tig's
pod.
No,
thank
pod.
You.
All right, well.
You guys crack me up.
Thank you. She's trying to escape your
That's
pod,
That's very
Tig.
Sweet. Where are you calling from?
Tahlequah.
How's the weather?
It is raining pretty heavily right now.
Okay, so a lot of, like, we kind of got that earlier, and now it's kind of moving along, and so a lot of folks in our listening area are getting a lot of rain. I hope you're safe out there, okay?
I am. I'm pulling into the parking lot at work, so safe travels.
Good to go. Thank you for the call.
You guys have a good day.
You
See
too.
You now.
And now, Daniel.
And now it's time to give away tickets to Brantley Gilbert. As I've been saying all morning, Tig, it's a rainy weekend. Tig and I are going to be your sunshine today. We've got the Sound of Moolah, a Tri-Day coming up at 8:10, which means we'll take three guesses. In the meantime, though, Brantley Gilbert's going to be at the Cove at River Spirit Casino, and we want you to be there as well. If you're caller number 9 and 10, you'll face off with the bullfight. I'm putting the finishing touches on the quiz now, Tug.
By the way, I got to say that lately when people are winning this, you're not asking them if they want you in the hotel room with you.
I forget to do that. We've got so much going on, but don't forget that is an option. If you win the grand prize, you will determine if I stay at the hotel with you or not.
Okay, let's. It's so uncomfortable. Caller number 9, caller number 10, you'll face off in the bullfight. 918-879-9898. This is 98.5 The Bull. You got Tig and Daniel this morning. Brother
on 98.5 The Bull.
Tig, that sound is worth $650. We've got three people standing by who would love to win that money. Can you play it one more time for us?
Why are we doing three, by the way?
It's Tri-Day. T-R-I, which is Latin for three. Is that right?
I have no idea. I know what it means.
Is it Latin?
Like tricycle,
no?
Three,
yeah,
wheels, and
tri,
all that.
I think. I'm just saying that. It's Tri-Day, so three guesses each time. Play the sound, please.
Here it is.
What is that? Worth $650 this morning. Let's go to Don on line one. Don, are you there?
Yes.
Don, what do you do for a living?
I'm retired.
Retired? What did you do?
I was a welder.
Oh, a welder. Okay. Well, Don, you've heard the sound. I wonder if in your career as a welder, if it will help you to identify the sound. Are you prepared to guess the sound of moolah this morning, Don?
Yes, I am.
Don, what is your guess, please?
I think it's a wind-up toy that you set on the table and it walks.
All right. Don is guessing a wind-up toy. Don, that is incorrect. Thank you so much for playing. All right, buddy?
Thank you.
Thank you, Don. See ya. We'll now move on to Steve. Hey, good morning, Steve. How in the world?
Good morning.
How in the world did you get through a second time? You might have heard Steve earlier today when he guessed it was a protein shake shaker. People all over the place, probably frustrated. How do you get through twice in one morning?
Luck.
What's the secret, Steve? We must know.
Just keep hitting that redial.
Are you calling on a landline or a cell phone?
This time I'm calling on a landline. First time I was calling on a cell phone.
I spoke with somebody last night at River Spirit Tig at the Chris Young Show, and they spoke great lengths about how it seems like you get through easier on a landline.
Huh.
But Steve, enough tomfoolery. Would you like to hear the sound one more time?
Sure.
Okay. And Tig's going to play it for you now.
3, 2, 1.
All right, Steve, are you prepared to guess the sound of moolah?
I am.
What is your guess, please?
Shaking a hot chocolate packet.
Is it shaking a hot chocolate packet? Steve, it is not that.
All right.
What are the chances,
okay,
Steve?
Okay, thank you.
What are the chances Steve gets through at 9:10?
Who knows?
Who knows,
he's
indeed?
He's good at this.
What's that, Steve?
I'm going to try. I'm going to try.
What are you going to guess next time? I can't tell you if it's wrong or it's right, but I'm just curious.
I don't know yet.
All right, he's got to put some thought to it. All right, thank you, buddy.
Yep.
See you now.
Uh-huh, bye.
And finally, Tig, we will move on to Jill. How are you this morning, Jill?
I'm good.
Are you unscathed from the weather that we had earlier?
Not too bad. A little tired. I was up a lot last night. But
oh, Tig says it got pretty rough. What, 3 o'clock in the morning, Tig, you said?
Yeah, I was up. I'm on 3 o'clock time right now.
Tig was heading home from the bar last night at 3 a.m. and felt like the weather was bad.
It was probably really bad if he was heading for the bar.
Yeah.
I don't think I've been to a bar until somebody.
This guy doesn't leave the house at all. Candy bar, he probably had a few of, but not actual bar.
Oh, my God.
What is it, buddy?
Nothing.
All right, Jill, you are the final guesser on this try day at 8:10. So are you prepared to guess the sound of moolah?
I think so.
Would you like Tig to play it one more time?
Sure.
Here we go.
Jill, are you prepared to guess the sound of moolah?
I am.
Jill, what is your guess, please?
I think it's a postage machine.
Is it a postage machine? Jill, I'm sorry, it's not it.
All right.
All right, well, listen, the bad news is you didn't win. The good news is, Jill, we're going to add $50 to that jackpot. It was worth $650. What is it going to be worth now at 9:10?
$700.
Ooh, can I get a ooh-wee? Jill, can I get a ooh-wee?
Ooh-wee!
$700, Tig. That is major money, man.
And you said it's big boy territory, right?
No, it's a big boy.
Yeah.
I mean, what are we going to do? Nobody's really even gotten close yet.
Like, we've had sounds before where people were kind of flirting with, like, they were getting close to it.
Mm-hmm.
So far, we're so off the mark
There's
on this
no
one.
No flirting at all so far. I mean, do we give a hint eventually, or what do we do?
I don't know. Jill, how do you feel about that?
I think we should give a hint. Yeah, some I think there should be another hint.
Jill, some people think that hints suck because they think they know it, and they don't want hints because that might give somebody else a chance to win it. If that makes sense.
Well, they just need to keep calling in then.
Oh, my goodness. Well, but one thing I think we can all agree on, that Tig and I are your sunshine on a rainy weekend, are we not?
That is the truth.
That's true. There you go. Do me one last favor, Jill, and give me three numbers. What?
You're saying that we're her sunshine. I bet you $1 million. When she goes home, she does not think about the Tig and Daniel show anymore.
Yes, she does. It's going to be rainy tomorrow, and she's going to bask in the warmth of these memories that we've just shared together, Tig.
I seriously doubt it.
Of course she will. Okay. How dare you say she won't? Are you lying to us, Jill, when we ask if you are if you, we are your sunshine?
Of course not.
Jill is my sunshine, Tig.
What?
All I'm going to think about, she's my little baby reindeer. All I'm going to think like, about the whole weekend is Jill.
I do feel the
Can I get that email address, Jill?
Sure. Off the air, though.
Yeah. And I'll email her like 400,000 times a day like that baby reindeer did. Is Jill not your baby reindeer, Tig?
I don't know who Jill is. I mean, she sounds like a nice person. I don't know that. I don't know that individual.
What if we both started... Jill is our baby reindeer. We both sent her like 400 emails a day. Like, I just had an egg. Did you see Baby Reindeer on Netflix yet, Jill?
No, I haven't.
It is bonkers.
You've got to watch it.
Did you watch more, Tig?
Yeah.
I mean, it's bonkers, right?
It's the craziest thing that I remember seeing in a long time.
But it's not like it. This lady gets obsessed with this bartender she meets, and it's... I have compassion for both people in this show, Tig. Do you, or you just think the lady's, like, crazy, or what? What do you think?
The guy who is being stalked... He seems like a kind guy.
But he's got issues, too.
Yeah, he's got issues, apparently. Anyway, just watch Baby Reindeer on Netflix.
Right,
I promise you.
You're a real Leonard Maltin there with your critique of the television show.
I promise you, you're going to go like, what in God's name is happening? Like, it's crazy.
I couldn't look away from it once I started. Anyway, Jill, that's what that's about. So thank you for playing. And the sound of moolah back at 9:10.
It's 98.5 The Bull. Good morning, guys.
98.5 The Bull weather, provided by Community Care, your locally owned health plan.
Oh, in the cab of my truck.
Daniel, you know that I went on a little trip to Broken Bow, which is a great place to go, right?
Mm-hmm.
And all I wanted to do was like hang out, watch baseball, just chill with the dudes. But all the ladies there were talking about this Fourth Wing novel that's come out. And I guess you can listen to it on audio or whatever.
Yeah, I'm listening to the audio book.
And Daniel's listening to this audio book. And, I mean, they just talked about it the whole time. And I'm trying to watch the Atlanta Braves. But anyway, apparently, there's some scandalous parts of this book.
Mm-hmm.
And so Daniel, if you see Daniel walking around Tulsa with his little earbuds in, there's a chance that he...
There's a chance, yeah, that there's some real raunchy stuff going on in the
like, he went to Panera earbuds the other day, and he's listening to this raunchy book or whatever it is. But it's... Meanwhile, it's not just Daniel. I mean, like, all the wives that I know have been listening to this thing constantly. You know, and I'm like, hey, there's strike two. And they're like, hey, what about this fourth wing stuff?
Mm-hmm. Oh, they're getting to home base in fourth wing. Speaking of baseball, they're going beyond home okay base.
Well, I've never heard a word of this book or whatever y'all are doing. But, look, you want to take some calls here?
Yeah, I just find it to be a little uncomfortable, and I'm especially uncomfortable when I'm out in public.
Listening
to this.
But it's not, nobody else can hear it. It's just for you, right?
If you listen to this on speakerphone, buddy, they throw you right in David L. Moss.
Hey,
arrested.
What's up with you?
No, I got a little one in the back seat, but I think I know what book you're talking about. And whenever I'm in public, if I had the audiobook going on, it needs 100% of my focus. So I will either skip it altogether, because you can pretty much tell what's about to happen. So I would skip it and just, you know, you don't need to listen to that whenever you're in public. Just not be fully uncomfortable whenever you're out there, because I know it's different for a woman and a man. But, I mean, that'd be my recommendation, would be to just skip it like about 4 minutes and then come back to it later if you need to. But
okay, so you skip it in the meantime, but later on you go back and catch up.
I mean, I never have. It's pretty self-explanatory, you know, what's about to happen.
Well, I've never heard of anything. I've never heard the thing, but Daniel apparently walks around Tulsa and listens to that stuff.
It's great, though. It's a great time, like, killer. You know, whenever I'm in the car, I love to listen to it. But, like, I when I go pick up my kids from school, it's a great time to listen to an audiobook. But, yeah, like, if it makes you uncomfortable, though, that part I would definitely. But, I mean, because it's great material. But that part's probably more for, you know, whenever you're doing laundry or something at home. You know what I mean?
Daniel, she's saying that, yeah, you should not walk around and listen to that. But maybe when you're doing laundry or something, when you're not out in public, that's a better time.
Well, I don't want to have to, like, go down into the laundry room to only listen. That is really creepy to go to a private room to listen to it.
Yeah, you go down to your basement.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate the call. Thank you so much.
Yeah. All right. Thanks.
Okay. Yeah. There you go.
Well, we'll move on. I don't want to. I think Jinx school system, I think it was delayed today because of the weather.
And oh,
here
no.
I am going on about the fourth wing.
Well, I thought we were safe because Tulsa Public's out today.
Right.
So I thought there would be no kids in the car. Yeah. So
Wait. Why is Tulsa Public out today?
I have no idea. Like one of those teacher work days or whatever.
These kids are lucky, buddy. I remember you only got out of school about once, twice every year, and now they're like every other day, like, oh, just take the day off.
So if we messed up today, we apologize. I thought the kids were out of the car apparently because of the weather. But Dana, we do have some good news.
Yes. 9:10. It's still a try day. TRIDAY. We're still taking three guesses for the Sound of Moolah this morning. We're not adding more money each guess, but we are taking three because people are they're guessing this sound, and just to be honest with you, nobody's gotten close yet.
How much is the jackpot up to?
It is up to now, at this point, let me check the ledger, $700.
And we'll do that at 9:10, and no more fourth wing talk, okay?
Okay, well, you know.
That's our deal. Unless you can't help yourself.
I won't mention it again this morning.
It's 98.5 The Bull with Tyga and Daniel.
98.5 The Bull Weather, provided by Community Care, your locally owned health plan.
The Sound of Moolah is now worth how much money, Daniel, at 9:10?
$700.
Dadgum.
Speaking of sounds, I've been listening to the audiobook, The Fourth Wing. Your wife was telling me about this book. My sister down in Alabama has listened to it. She loves it. On and on and on, everybody begging me to listen to the
it's
Fourth Wing.
Fourth Wing. I don't get what that title means, but I guess
in the novel, the character is a dragon rider. And she gets recruited to the fourth wing.
Okay.
Anyway, I'm walking my dog the other day around Swan Lake, and it's a beautiful spring day, and the ducks are out, and children are playing. And I get to a certain point in the novel where there's a love scene. And I thought, well, this will be over soon. Because otherwise, all they're talking about is dragons and then fighting dragons and flying dragons. And then all of a sudden, it gets to this love scene. And I'm thinking, this will last 5, 10 seconds. It'll be done. 25-minute love scene.
Oh, God.
And, buddy, this lady that wrote the book, Rebecca Yaros, I think is her name, on and on she goes in very graphic detail.
So you're not reading the book. You're listening to it
listening
as you
to
walk
it as I'm
dog.
Walking my dog. Yeah. And people are around me, and I'm saying hello to, like, sweet old ladies. In the meantime, this lady's going on and on about coitus. And so...
So you're listening to, like, a graphic novel.
Oh, it's real
while you're
graphic.
Encountering ducks and...
It's raunchy.
Yeah.
And it finally gets past that. And I even texted my sister and I texted your wife. And I was like, I feel really uncomfortable. I can't believe that, you know, that this scene was so graphic. And so I kept listening. And then about an hour later, and I'm walking my dog yesterday, another graphic sex scene. You know, I'm out in public blushing.
So you're in Tulsa walking. Like, I see people in my neighborhood all the time with mm-hmm. earbuds in. And sometimes I get, like, my feelings hurt because I'll, like, one guy walks with a speaker. And he's not listening to 98.5 The Bull. He's listening to, like, sports. And mm-hmm. I go, that's too bad. But you're out listening to.
Not on purpose. I thought this was about dragons and stuff. And I'm, like, opening the door at Panera for like I said, like a sweet old lady. Little does she know in my headphones, it's like, and her quivering loins. And
oh my
so
God.
Dirty. I don't know what to do. I almost don't want to listen anymore. It's made me so uncomfortable. And I even said yesterday to my sister, I was like, Amy, this is so bad. And she goes, yeah, I could have done with all that, too.
Fourth wing.
Yeah, but I don't want to encourage people to listen to it.
How do you listen to Fourth Wing as a podcast? What is it?
It's a novel. It's a Audible.
Okay, so you got to buy it or something?
Well, yeah, that's an effort to turn a profit. They do sell it, yes.
So you went out and intentionally bought a graphic novel.
Yes, but I thought
it
was...
And you're shocked that it's graphic.
I thought it was about dragons and stuff. And it is, mostly, until they get to this, like... That's what's throwing me off is because the first, like, two acts don't have any kind of anything like that. And then this, and then it goes just buck wild. Yeah, you can take a call. I don't know if somebody's listening to it or not. You got that delay button ready? Yeah, I don't even know how to talk about it.
We're good on delay.
Hey, it's Tyga Daniel. Who's this?
Hey, this is Gerald. Hey, we're not, I just going to tell you, you know, you're talking about feeling uncomfortable about listening to that book. But to be honest with you, dude, stop talking about it. You were talking about this yesterday, and I changed the station because my kids were in the car.
Well, that's why.
And you're talking about coitus, and the last thing I want to hear is my son go, Dad, what's coitus? What's her quivering loins? Yep.
Are your kids in the car now?
Not right now.
That's why I mentioned it after the kids were dropped off.
Yeah, but yesterday they weren't. They were in the car.
Well, I didn't feel like I was. I think I was being PG about it.
Okay.
I get you. We'll move on in a second here. I'm just trying to air my frustration. But thank you, Gerald.
Bye.
You know.
You got served.
I get what he's saying, though.
Yeah, but it's 8:36 now. I mean,
I know, but I don't want to cause difficult questions. But I'm just, you know, I'm just a little shocked is all I'm saying.
By the novel or the call?
No, the call, the novel. No, oh. No, Gerald's good. I get what he's saying.
Nah, he's good.
But anyway, yeah, so, you know, you need to take your wife to church, buddy, if she's listening to that kind of stuff.
I haven't heard one second of that thing.
Well, go download it.
I go home and read Napoleon Wikipedia pages and stuff.
That's pretty hot, too, though.
You're kind of a freak.
Pretty hot, too, though.
It's 98.5 The Bull.
On 98.5 The Bull.
All right, Tiger, it comes down to this. The Sound of Moolah is worth $700 right now. We ask people what they would like when it comes to the Sound of Moolah, and everybody always says we want more opportunities to guess. So that's why we've done a try day. That means three guesses right now at 9, 10. We've got three people standing by now. Do you want to play the sound one or get them on the line and play it, or you want to play it now before that?
Your choice.
Let's go ahead and get Brittany on, and we'll play it down the line for her. Brittany, how are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
You love the sound of moolah, don't you? You call in every season you try to get through.
I do, and my dad and my sister do as well. It's like a family affair.
Good deal. All right, well, Brittany, do you want Tig to play that sound for you one more time before you guess?
Sure.
Okay, here it goes.
In 3, 2, 1...
All right, Brittany, are you prepared to guess the sound of moolah?
I'm going to try.
What is your guess, please?
Is it shaking a salt and pepper shaker?
Is it shaking a salt and pepper shaker?
Bummer. That's okay, though.
Bummer indeed. Well, at least we've eliminated that. And keep listening. If nobody gets it, we'll start Monday morning with $750.
Hey, Brittany, by the way, I got to say, that's a pretty strong guess to me.
I know. I was thinking that's what it was. I even tried it at home, but obviously it's not. So Daniel does some, I don't know, pretty tough sounds.
Play it one more time, Tig. I'm trying to hear if I...
Okay. One more time, the sound of moolah. It's in the neighborhood of that, I would say, right?
No.
What do you mean, no?
How is it in the neighborhood of that?
Because you know what the sound is.
I do know that.
We don't, so.
Yeah. No, I'll say it's not in the neighborhood. But thank you, Brittany. Keep listening, okay?
All right, thanks.
All right,
bye.
See you now. No, I'm going to say that's not in the neighborhood. We're moving on now to...
Since we're doing Tri-Day, we're taking three guesses.
Kristen, I believe. Kristen, are you there?
Yes.
Kristen, did you hear Brittany's guess?
Yes.
She guessed it was shaking a salt and pepper shaker. That was not it. Are you now, Kristen, prepared to guess the sound of moolah?
Yes.
Kristen, what is your guess, please?
A spray bottle?
Is
it? Like a Windex spray bottle?
Is it a Windex spray bottle? That is not it, but I definitely hear what you're hearing.
Now let's.
It was like, a good one.
Yeah, now that we're thinking spray bottle, let's listen to this. Oh my God! That's like.
I do hear that a little bit. I get where you're coming from with that. Well, Kristen, thank you for listening, and keep trying. Okay.
Okay. Thanks.
All right. See you now. All right, Tig, it all comes down to this. We've got Brandon standing by. We would love for him to get this money so we could start with a whole new sound on Monday. Brandon, what do you do for a living?
I am a truck driver.
Truck driver, so you spend a lot of time listening probably to the radio, and you think you know what this sound could be?
I hope so.
Let me ask you this, first of all. What would you do with $700 if you won it?
Well, family's going to vacation here in a few months, so if I use it for that.
Where are y'all going?
Probably Galveston.
Galveston.
I'm pulling for you, man. Family vacation. Let's get this thing right.
All right, Brandon, you're our final guesser on this try day. Are you prepared to guess the sound of moolah?
Yes.
Brandon, what is your guess, please?
I'm going to say it's shaking a shake weight.
Is it shaking a shake weight? It is not.
Dang it.
Dang it indeed. Play it one more time, Tig. Let me see if I can hear where what he's hearing.
The sound of Mulan? Yeah, I can kind of hear it.
You know, typically I say that whenever this is finally revealed, people will hit their foreheads and go, oh, I should have known. I think this was going to shock people.
That's what I said in the beginning. I said to you, I think it's going to be a very difficult sound. You said it's going to be easy, but I don't think it is that easy.
Is it an impossible sound?
I don't know.
Brandon, at what point do you think we should start giving away hints?
When I get to 1,000.
You think 1,000?
We're going to hit 1,000 next week, yeah. Mathematically, right?
Yeah, it might be a good idea. All right, well, stand by. We'll figure this out. Keep listening, though. What are you getting into this weekend?
Probably not much.
Taking it easy, huh?
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, you heard
just
it there.
Listening to the Tig and Daniel podcast all weekend and all next week, where you can hear that sound over and over and over. Tig and Daniel, T-I-G-E yep. and Daniel, wherever you listen to podcasts. And do you want us to, or can we ask you to help with some math now?
Okay.
Okay.
The jackpot was $700. We must add $50 to that for Monday morning. What is the brand new jackpot?
$750.
Can I get a ooh-wee?
Ooh-wee.
That's a lot of money, buddy.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Ooh-wee. $750. Ooh-wee.
But study that sound on our podcast, guys, because I know you got a life to live, and it's, you know, you can't listen to 98.5 The Bull constantly. So, but at your leisure, you can listen to the Tig and Daniel podcast, and we got the sound there, Tig and Daniel, T-I-G-E and Daniel.
I wonder if you could get, like, your phone and say, hey, Google, what's that noise? Or, hey, Siri, what's that noise? And then play it, and I wonder if it would
you just screwed up everybody's phone, by the way.
How's that?
You just said those words.
It only doesn't your phone only recognize your own voice? See, mine's going off, yours is not going off.
No.
Because if I could make your phone go off, Tig, I'd be like, hey, Siri, text my mom. And just, I would say things all of the time to make your phone do things. But I think it only gets your voice, I believe.
All right. Well, hopefully we're good there. And Dana will return Monday with a whole new jackpot.
That's right. $750 Monday at 7:10. Brandon, do us one last favor. Give us three numbers and an animal.
98.5 The Bull.
98.5 The Bull with Tig and hello, Daniel.
You got to hear this audio here. You got one of those Ring cameras, don't you?
I do.
This person in Montana, a woodpecker, took an interest in their doorbell. And what do you think happens when a woodpecker likes your doorbell?
It tears it up.
It takes a lot of interest in it.
That's amazing.
And a woodpecker can ring the doorbell real quick.
Yeah, I mean, we have a woodpecker in our backyard right now, and it's like...
Right, so you can imagine it going to town on your doorbell.
Well, I wonder what the woodpecker saw in the doorbell that he or she like...
I don't know, but it's going nuts.
What is that?
Here, I'll let it play into the new song. Okay.
Baby, what's on your mind when you see me pull up in your drive? Do you want to go downtown? Maybe have a little high dollar wine. Do you want to go out to the country and maybe blow all our money on some sugar at the truck stop and some scratch-offs? See if we can get lucky. Oh, I gotta know what's going on in your beautiful mind. Baby, don't be shy and tell me now, do I make you want to dance real slow? Go flying down a two-lane road. Come 11, baby, roll those dice. Do I make you feel pretty? Do I make you wanna lean back, lay back and kiss me? Do you wanna roll with me to the mountain, to the beach, to a party in the city? Do you wanna take in a Broadway show? Or maybe just a little. I gotta know now. Do I make you wanna dance?
tell me now, do I make you wanna dance real slow? Go flying down a two-lane road, find a limb to hang your clothes. Out in the middle of nowhere now, we can take it back downtown. You know I don't care now, just wanna take it there now. Do I make you wanna dance real slow? Go flying down a two-lane road, find a limb to hang your clothes. Do I make you wanna let your hair down, play a little truth or dare now, act just like you don't care now. Girl, when I come around, tell me, do I make you wanna stay up till the sun? Tell me, do I make you want?